Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
And welcome to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you again, and I'm excited to continue our journey on this whole series on innovation in the building industry. And just to give you a peek back into the last couple of weeks, you know, we had Trex on last week with us, and an exceptional show, I felt, and had some good response actually afterwards with some listeners in terms of decking and how the outdoor living category is definitely a relevant space in our industry. You know, today we continue talking about exterior products and innovation as it relates to exterior products. And we have a well-known brand on with us today, and that's James Hardy. And Alan Leonards is joining us with James Hardy. And welcome to the show, Alan.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate you guys having us on. We very much enjoy the partnership we have with Zeeland Lumber, and looking forward to 2014.
And I know that a lot of our listeners are looking forward to 2014, especially for it to start to become warm.
Yes, that would be a very nice break in the weather change right now.
It was a kiss of death last week because I got on the show and I'm like, you know, hey, we're one day closer to spring. I guarantee it's going to warm up. And I kind of felt like a weatherman because I was wrong. It didn't warm up. So that said, you know, Alan, your company, James Hardy Building Products, you're not only a national company, but you're really a global company. And when I was thinking about putting together this series for our listeners to share free information about our industry, and specifically as it relates to this series of on innovation, your company really is dialed in when it comes to innovation. And when you guys came to America, you know, I don't know how many years ago you came,
yeah,
but 34 years. So that was one of the things that you brought to the marketplace, was an innovative product. Can you take us maybe from 40, 45,000 feet and talk a little bit in general what your company does as it relates to innovation?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks again, Mark. So we've been doing fiber cement now for 125 years. So you are right, from a global standpoint, started out in Australia. Pretty powerful. Came to the United States around 30 to 40 years ago and innovatively started with a generic fiber cement product. To this date, we're on generation 7 of our product, which we're very proud to promote. And our biggest recent change was providing a product that was engineered specific to the climate that you live in, which, you know, we're talking about this nasty weather out there. It's, you know, negative 8 degrees, and then it might go to 40 and back down to 20, and it jumps all over the place. You need a product that's specific. So, but going back to the macro sense, you know, we started out with a basic prime product. We innovated a cement siding, giving you the aesthetics of wood, but the low maintenance cement. So that's kind of the macro, looking at what we brought in for an innovative product into the market.
For those of you who are just joining us, you are listening to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, along with Alan Leonards. And, you know, we're talking about siding today, specifically James Hardy fiber cement siding. And it's a composite engineered product that's an alternative to some of the traditional siding or cladding that goes on homes and multifamily projects, really, not only across West Michigan, but across the country. 395-1450 is our number, 395-1450, if you have any questions or comments about today's topic. You know, Alan, you said that your company came to America to offer a solution, something that was a little bit different to what America had been used to. Talk a little bit about the profiles of the product, and also talk about how it came to the market simply as just a primed product, right? And
yeah,
then I think what we'll do is, as the conversation evolves, we'll talk about, you know, you said Generation 7 product. We're going to talk about how innovation has really been a core of who you guys are and what you do in the marketplace.
Absolutely. So we started out with a basic primed lap siding, which is kind of the traditional, most common siding probably used throughout the United States. And as innovation kind of came, everybody's looking for more aesthetic options different looks, different designs. And you kind of look across the United States, something out on the lakeshore, talking like ocean-wise, like coastal for Western is going to be more of a stucco look or a panel look, different applications of what looks are throughout the United States. So Hardy realized that they needed to expand their offering of products. So slowly but surely we added on, so we went from lap siding, we went to different exposures. So we have your 4-inch, your 5-inch, your 6-inch, your 7-inch, your 8-inch, different exposures of giving different looks, like your old cedar look, up to the current vinyl look, to old aluminum look. So given different variety of exposures and looks on that part, but then transitioning into offering the panel options. And to this day, we now have four different panel selections. A old T111 look is what I like to call it. It's our Sierra. We have a stucco panel, which is exactly what I was talking about, getting that look of not necessarily having to go with exactly stucco, but getting a stucco look. We have cedar mill, which is probably the most popular, and a smooth, which is very much growing. I would say on a 5% increase per year, we're seeing more and more people requesting that smooth look with that. And then the last thing we added on was shingle, staggered and straight edge shingle. So,
yeah, that's great. You know, and you've often heard change or die, right? And that's why I think it's so important to talk about how the company has recognized the need to continue to enhance their product offering. One profile that you didn't mention was Shake. And that's another product that I think has been, you know, it's brought in the last 10 years or so. Is that correct?
Yep. Actually, Shake has become very, very popular. It's a big accent piece. A lot of people in Western Michigan like to utilize it with gables. Or more and more, we're talking about a project right now where they're talking about the entire home of doing the Shake, where we can do a staggered edge or a straight edge to give a couple different profiles and looks. And they're available in all our color options and selections that are available at this time. So,
yeah, and another option that would enhance or be added to the look of the panels is the battens. And your company has created a batten strip, if you will, that is focused on going on top of, you know, really any of your panels, but usually the wood grain or the smooth panel.
Correct. The board and batten look has become an aesthetic option. It is nice because you can cover up the seams, cover up the nail holes aesthetically, and it fits very, very well with the cedar mill and the smooth options that we have available for our panel.
What is Color Plus technology? We're going to talk about that after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the At Home Show here on this pretty cold Friday here, the last Friday of February, and we've been having a great show so far. A lot of fun talking with Alan from James Hardy Fiber Cement. That's jameshardy.com if you want to scope out their website, jameshardy.com. And we're talking about how James Hardy is at the forefront of innovation in the building industry, and really they're a top-of-mind brand when it comes to building products. And we talked a little bit in the first session on just primed, talking about your prime product and kind of giving you a little bit of an overview of what James Hardy brings to the market and what they initially brought to the market. Now, they saw this need for something new to come into the market, and it was this whole idea of Color Plus technology, and that's relatively new to the marketplace, and actually that has grown over the years. Can you take us through that a little bit, Alan?
Absolutely, Mark. Thanks again for having me on the show. So we realized very quickly with our prime product and field application painting and third-party applications of paint, there's a lot of elements that come into play, whether it be moisture, controlling the air. If you guys are from Michigan, you understand there's not 2 days that are typically the same when it comes to weather conditions, as our weather people, as Mark said, struggle to keep the correct forecast out there for us. So we realize there's a lot of things that go into paint. So what we did is we brought everything in home, and we started out with a very small color palette, you know, 5-6 colors that were very popular, but we brought it in home, and it's all manufactured, processed. And then so a couple things that we did to change up the painting process is we realized that normal exterior paint necessarily isn't set up for fiber cement as a whole. So we realized the same paint that's going on wood or composite or PVC or cement probably would be best to have a paint specifically for fiber cement, so it it adheres properly, performs better. So we actually formulated and created an industrial paint specific to our fiber cement product. And then we took it a step further and we were like, okay, well, how can we apply this paint appropriately? Not just to like a normal field coat or a application. We decided to actually bake the paint into our product. So it actually becomes formulated with the cement itself. So it's a pretty detailed process, but we actually bake the paint right into it.
You know, what would be a hurdle in my mind would be if I'm looking at cladding, whether I'm building a house or if I'm remodeling or putting an addition on, and I'm considering a product like James Hardie, you know, a hurdle for me would be that whole painting thing. What do you guys do to comfort the consumer, if you will, and to answer that type of a question?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So some of the things, we're so confident that our product is going to perform. We do put a 15-year warranty on our paint, and we're confident that it's going to perform. We actually cover the labor and the material of the paint itself. And that being said, we've done a lot of studying. We spend about, on an average, about $30 million a year in R&D, which continues to allow us to innovate our product, offer different things to the public, which is exactly what you're talking about today on your show. With that innovation, though, we've done a lot of testing, and we realize that our paint, and we've put this in writing, is going to perform 30% better than any other paint application, including vinyl, from a fade standpoint, a performance standpoint. We're very proud of that, and that's why we wanted to bring a paint process that, A, we can control 100%. We take out all the elements. We take out all the weather conditions. We bring it in-house. We control it in a controlled environment. We bake it on, and we do our own formulation of our paint. So all those things combined allows us to put this fantastic warranty to a homeowner and give them the peace of mind that they're getting not only the substrate from us with a great warranty, they're getting the paint finish with a great warranty and a low maintenance opportunity.
And I might add to that, you talk about bringing it in-house. I will tell you that experiencing it firsthand, there was a disconnect that would occur along the way when somebody would take the Hardie fiber cement and then have a third party pre-finish it, or if it was pre-finished up on the wall. Just there's more people in the pot, so to speak, and so it's a little bit harder if there was an issue or challenge that would have popped up.
Absolutely. And so we are very much partnered with the custom color options out there. So don't get me wrong on the fact that we definitely understand prime material and custom color is an option on our product, and we support that a lot. We have some great partners in our industry that do that, and we rely on them because we know that our color selection isn't going to fit everybody. But when there is an issue, I always say whenever you can limit the amount of people involved in a warranty issue or a problem or a concern, and coming up with a solution, if you have one person that's taking care of that solution from a color standpoint, a substrate standpoint, it is in the benefit of not only the homeowner, the builder, but also the channel partner, like a Zeeland Lumber that we're partnering with and taking care of the homeowner ultimately in the end of the day.
You know, Alan, when you talk about Color Plus technology and having a product that's finished when it goes up on the wall, I have this sense that our listeners or some of our listeners might be asking, okay, what about the handleability of the product? And if it's being dragged or, bent or, you know, what have you done in terms of, I mean, maybe slip sheets or whatever, what have you done to make sure that the handleability in the field is something that works well for the consumer and, frankly, for the builder and installer that's put it
on? Yeah,
the
installer is a key part, absolutely. So we've put on some protective laminate pieces that all of our Color Plus actually gets a protective laminate sheet on it. So that helps with the scratching protection, and if you're pulling off a piece on top of a piece, you don't have to worry about it. It also helps from insulation of cut dust and different applications, so it's easier for the installer and the builder to work with. The other thing that we've done is, with us formulating our own paint and having the R&D facilities and discussions involved with that, we've created, in essence, a scratch-resistant paint. So you literally can take your fingernail, scratch it on the paint, and it doesn't affect anything from that paint application. So that helps long-term. The other thing is a traditional paint. If you think about cement, if you picked up a piece of cement, and I know we've done this in your lumberyard before, but it has a lot of flexibility to it. And most paints don't have the flexibility without cracking or causing issues. So we've actually, with formulating our own paint, two fiber cement, we've added an extra flex strength in the paint itself, so you don't deal with the spider cracking or the chipping of the paint and different issues like that. So a lot of things come into, and that's once again going back to us spending a tremendous amount of money in R&D to make sure that we provide the most innovative and best solution to the homeowner, the builder, and of course the channel partners that we deal with.
And what also helps is that a lot of the product is put up in a blind nail or a blind fastener type application. You guys have something called touch-up kits. Talk about that a little bit and how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. So touch-up kits, we realize that in some applications we are going to have some face nailing. You are correct. Most of our application of install, we've got to the point where there are very minimal nails shown. Now, if there is a case where we have to do a fastener, which homeowners, I think, have the expectation that they're occasionally going to see nails, but we don't want that bright, shiny nail out there. So we've created touch-up kits that has our actual formulated industrial coated paint in it, and it's set up with a quick dry process, and we've done a really, really good job of matching the sheen, because that's the biggest concern is coming out of if you've got a baked on finish and then you have an air dried finish, you're going to have different sheens and applications on it. So we got to be careful with that. So we had to provide a solution that a homeowner or a builder, if they had to touch something up on their house, we could provide that to them and match that sheen as close as possible, and more importantly, match the color, which is an important facet.
I think we need to finish this segment, so we'll do that. We're going to talk about Hardy Zone 5. And welcome back to our final segment on the At Home Show today. Hope you've been enjoying it. We're talking innovation in the building industry and how that's really shaping how the building industry operates both now and will be operating for the indefinite future. And today it's been James Hardy Building Products. They focus on siding for the home. And Alan, it's been fun talking about your product and how you are bringing solutions to the marketplace. I did a little teaser before the break on Hardy Zone 5. And so you guys initially came to the market with just primed product. Then you came out with this whole Color Plus technology. And then in the recent past, you came out with this Hardy Zone 5. Kind of take us through what the thought process was for coming out with that type of a product.
Absolutely, Mark. And again, thank you very much for having me on the show. So we realized very quickly that there are different climate zones and different weather conditions throughout the United States where products are going to perform differently. Mark, would you agree that a product in Atlanta, Georgia, or Florida is probably going to get some different weather conditions in Michigan?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we realized that products are going to perform differently with those different weather conditions. So Hardy did spend a lot of money, and they figured out there's 10 different zone climates in the United States. 10, and I was kind of shocked by that, but they realized they didn't want to make 10 different products. So they kind of narrowed it down, and they realized that if they combined 5 of the zones, hence we came up with HD5, and then 6 through 10, we came up with HD10. So the whole purpose of that is we want a product that is specifically going to perform or be created for the conditions or the weather elements that you personally face in your area of where you live. So it's not necessarily designed for a type of application. It's more designed for what you're dealing with in an elemental. And obviously we've been talking about where it's -8. We were joking today how I was driving home last night. It was -2 on my thermometer, but it's probably -8 to -10 with the windshield. And then obviously it's 10 degrees today. So there's a lot of changing, and it's going to hit, you know, 20s, 30s, cross our fingers here hopefully soon, right? So there's a lot of weather elements that come into play, and that's really the whole purpose of us trying to create this HU5 and HU10. So you have a product that performs specific to where you live and where you want your house to be aesthetically beautiful, right?
Right, and I can appreciate that because we talk about that a lot on the show, that when you are putting a product down, I mean, whether it's a deck or a door, the reality of it is it's going to perform based on the conditions it's been installed in. You know, so whether it faces south or faces west, whether there's an overhang, whether there's not overhang, whether it's on a bluff on Lake Michigan, you have to be sensitive to. That's a fundamental thing in our industry. You got to be sensitive to where that's being installed.
Absolutely. So there was a couple things that we changed with that Engineered for Climate. One of them was the warranty. We realized that by coming up with an Engineered for Climate product, we have a product specifically for the different zones. We wanted to provide a better warranty to our customer base and a warranty that could ultimately support this whole Engineered for Climate process. So we did a lot of research and we found out homeowners wanted a warranty that in an essence matched the life of their home. And so we had to understand what does the life of the home for a homeowner really mean? And a lot of people tied the life of their home to their mortgage, which their average mortgage out there is a 30-year mortgage. So doing a lot of research, we then created a 30-year non-prorated warranty. So let me explain what non-prorated means to those that might not understand it. But basically, over a course of 30 years, if something happened in year 29, we will cover it 100%. And we're so confident that our product will perform those 30 years that we actually put it in writing. We'll cover up to twice the cost of retail at that time of purchasing the product, because we do want to try to assist with some labor as well. So we're not going to be able to cover all of it, but we want to try to cover part of it. But another quick thing that we changed with Engineer for Climate is the water management system in our product. Our lap siding, which you're very familiar with because you guys sell a lot of it, has a double drip edge on it. So we changed from the square to a sloped top and a drip edge bottom. And the whole purpose of that is we're creating a water management system. So Engineer for Climate, there's a lot of moisture, a lot of water going on up in this Midwest area. And we want that water to shed away from the house so that if it does freeze, it's not on your house freezing and affecting any of the products or any of the other products on your home that's not necessarily fiber cement siding as well.
JamesHardy.com, that's a website that you can go to get more information on it. And there's information from Color Plus Technology to Hardy Zone 5 to a host of other things that you can use as a resource when you're thinking about doing a remodel project or building a home. You know, we've got about a minute left, Alan. Are there any other things that you are doing as it's concerned to innovation?
Absolutely. So a couple things. We've added a vast variety of options of trim, fascia, and soffit to our offering to give the homeowner a full hardy solution of trim, our cement offerings, as well as offering the Color Plus in those lines. Some of the additional things that we're working on right now, which hoping to see in the future, is Hardy is working on a polymer trim right now to assist with some other applications, as well as there's been talk of potentially launching into a window option for Hardy. So keep your eyes posted. Those things are probably 3 to 5 years down the road, but it's kind of exciting. We're constantly innovating. We're constantly offering different solutions. We're a product leader, a company leader, and we are the number one most recognized siding company and the largest siding company in the world. We're going to continue to do that to keep on top.
Well, Alan, thanks for being on the show. It's been a great journey today, and thanks again for all of our listeners for tuning in each and every Friday. Next week, we're going to have Barbara Thompson from EPS Security on. She's going to talk innovation in her part of the building arena.